Hello and welcome to another FBC podcast. I'm Stephen Dorman. Today I want to talk more about the topic of last Sunday's sermon, bitterness. What is bitterness? And what does the Bible say about it? If we go by the New Oxford American Dictionary, bitterness is defined as anger and disappointment at being treated unfairly. Now, I think if we're honest with ourselves, we can all think of a time when we were treated unfairly. How did that make you feel? Did you feel bitterness? How did you respond after it happened? Did you lash out in a fit of anger at the person? These are good questions, but I believe there are better ones. For example, is being bitter a good thing? Is this dictionary definition the way the Bible defines bitterness? To answer these questions and the others, we need to see what the Bible says about it. I believe one of the clearest passages on bitterness and its moral worth is in Ephesians 4:30-32. I'm reading from the English Standard Version or the ESV version of the Bible. It says, and I quote, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." End quote. So, what do these verses tell us about bitterness? Well, it says that we should put bitterness away. In other words, we should not be bitter. Why? And this is key, because bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit. It brings God sorrow, not pleasure, when we are bitter. If we are to be like Christ, then we should forgive others as God in Christ forgave you. In fact, when the Romans crucified Jesus, they were treating him unfairly. Jesus had done nothing wrong, yet was executed as if he was guilty of wrongdoing. But how did Jesus respond? In Luke 23:34, Jesus asked God the Father to forgive them. Jesus wasn't bitter towards the Romans for crucifying him. He wanted forgiveness and reconciliation to God for them. So, is being bitter good? No. It's not good because it's not Christ-like. It brings him sorrow, not pleasure. But what does the Bible say bitterness is exactly? If bitterness only means, like our dictionary definition says, feeling anger and disappointment towards someone for an act of unfairness done to you, then God himself could be accused of being bitter. For example, God clearly gets angry at Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord. See 1 Kings 11:9. God can also be displeased with sin. See 1 Chronicles 27:7. So there are times when God feels anger and disappointment towards man when he sins. Given that God deserves our obedience, when we do not obey him, we are treating him unfairly. In this sense, God would have been bitter towards Solomon. But that can't be right. God cannot sin. In fact, the error is in the dictionary definition. Think about it. Just having the feelings of anger and disappointment is not necessarily a sin. In fact, these feelings can even come upon you without you choosing to feel that way. For example, they can be externally caused when you find out that your spouse has lied to you. But having the feelings of anger and disappointment in that moment and in that way is not a sin. What would be a sin is if you let those feelings linger or act wrongly because of your anger and disappointment. Maybe you do not forgive your spouse and forever harbor hatred towards them. That would clearly be a sin. Remember, it says in Ephesians 4 that we should pray, that we should put away all bitterness and forgive as Jesus forgives us. Bitterness then, biblically defined, is an anger and disappointment that leads to not being kind, tender-hearted, or forgiving one another. So how do you get rid of bitterness? To get rid of bitterness, we should pray that God gives us the strength to do all the things it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. God, in his anger and disappointment, was never bitter. He always responded to man in the right way, whether that was giving man the just penalty for his sin or giving him grace. Praise God.